Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Torino Film Festival. I'm with Gianluca Mattarese, who's here to present Everything Must Go for Il Tutto in the TFF Doc competition. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for receiving me.
So, Gianluca, first of all, for our radio listeners, how would you describe Everything Must Go? Is a family story, is a personal story, but it's a universal one.
It's all these things in once. Actually, it's my story. It's a story of me coming back home and in the land, the city where I come from in Italy. I live in France. It's been 18 years that I'm in France. I've been working in France in reality TV shows, entertainment, TV. And one day I was like, knowing things were happening in my family, a little bit of a drama because my family, they were part of a big enterprise, a firm. They owned like 30, 40 stores, shoe stores in all north of Italy, northern Italy. And I knew something was going not very well. But I didn't have very good news from there because it was far, I was being protected by them. And I also wanted to keep the distance in a way. And one day I said to myself, oh, why am I making films like every day for TVs and I'm a director. Why shouldn't I do like a film about my own story in Italy? There's a drama happening in my family. That could be interesting. Then maybe I can have a film about the entire Italy, the crisis, the economic crisis in my country. That would be a really nice excuse. So I left and I went in my family and I started filming and I found out that I was actually understanding what was going on for real. And I became a little more intense than what I was expecting. At the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm just going to make a film about my family, but I didn't know what was going to happen because this being inside my family, the camera, discovering the crisis, tensions, that actually made the family burst a little bit. We can think when facing a problem, a family can actually get together and face the problem, the obstacle. But sometimes it's actually the opposite, especially when it's about money, because it's all about money.
There's a moment, a phone call in the film in which you're telling your colleague that you might not come back so soon because you're starting to understand that maybe there's something more than what you were, what you have decided to do in the beginning. I mean, so I was wondering, what was the starting point for you? When did you decide to shape it like this?
Well, it happened during the 4 years of shooting, because it lasted for 4 or 5 years. I'm not even sure. I mean, we started December 2012, and I finished filming in 2017, maybe. I actually, when I used to come back in France, then I would like check the material that I shot, interrogate the material, and see with my co-writer, Nico Morabito, the directions we will give to the story. And actually, after a year, I always knew there was a story there. And this potential of narrative in my family, I always known since I was a little kid. Mm. So I knew there was potential for drama in my family. Because of the characters and also this like very Shakespearean atmosphere, being this enterprise where there are many associates selling percentages and making wars and electing the president. Sometimes I come from theater. I was studying theater when I was reading Shakespeare or Chekhov. I was like, oh, this is my family. This is totally my family. So I knew there was a narrative inside my family, but I didn't know how the story would be shaped. But when I came home in France and I went to Italy, I always had new directions and I started to write and then everything also took shape during the editing process with Cristina Sardo, the editor. Mm-hmm. Editing and a documentary is also a lot of writing. It's not like editing a fictional film. It's different. And editing documentary sometimes, especially with 350 hours of rushes, it's also writing. It's a lot of writing. You actually shape the characters, their minds, and their directions, the storylines through the editing. So It was this back and forth with editing, writing, coming back, shooting, coming back and writing, and then editing and shooting that really started to make the film to appear and be shaped.
I have to say that what I like the most is the fact that sometimes I say that the more personal films are and the more universal they become. And in this case, my favorite parts were the ones in which you're directly talking to your family members, when you're talking to your sister, to your mom, because there's you filtering things and we can really relate, even if it's not our sister, it's not our mother. Why did you decide to do that? How not difficult was for you and for your family members, if it was difficult?
It was more difficult for me than my family, I guess, because they didn't know what was happening. I didn't know either, in a way, but because it was the first time I was filming my own story. That doesn't happen very often in life. But I think it was more of a problem for me, because I had to keep the distance between being director and being at the same time the son, the uncle, or the brother-in-law. And so I had to keep this distance at the same time things were happening for real in front of my eyes. And that was hard for me when I started to keep the distance also without the camera. I actually started to understand the things that were happening. So I had like awareness of things that real facts. And that is the point where I started to suffer in a way. Or I started to actually, that was a kind of a paradoxical, but I started to understand things when I was watching the rushes. That was the part where I was suffering the most, where you feel you are powerless. You can't do anything for them. You cannot even, I try to help them. They ask me money, and I don't have like a lot of money, but I'm independent. And so I lent them some money. That was a little help that I could give. But then I said to myself, I can help them through this film. That's the only thing I can do for them. And through this film, we get a chance to be together, and it's like I have never left. So at the same time, this film, I hope, I never asked them this, but maybe this film, the project of this film, helped them a little bit going through this drama. Maybe.
I think.
I don't want this film to be a therapy. I mean, the result cannot be a therapy, because otherwise it would be a bad film. That's why there's writing, there's editing, but it's undeniable. The process is a little bit of a therapy.
Yes, it's relieving in a way. You know, it's like writing a diary or see yourself from other eyes. And I think it's, when you said I felt powerless, I think that the universal part of the story is that with all the economical crisis, there's actually nothing that they could do. I mean, they did the best they could, but it's something that they couldn't not control. And this is something that makes a lot of people feel powerless about, because you created a kingdom
relate.
And then, yeah, you can relate, because, and it's something that makes parents feel guilty about, because in a way they have no control over what happened, but still they planned a life for their children, then it's not going to happen. So like, it's totally universal. Totally.
Yeah, this relationship, in general, universal relationship between parents and sons and children, because, of course, you want to give your life for your children. You will sacrifice everything for them. But maybe what I'm showing is also this particular generation of parents, which is the generation of baby boomers, where they are like built everything for their children. I'm an issue. That's a French word. But I'm a result of that generation, because they gave me everything, and then we just have in for ourselves. I have a lot of friends in France. They have houses and apartments because their parents bought them.
Yeah.
And it's not a judgment that I'm giving. It's a fact. And they've built. We haven't built anything. I mean, I don't want to generalize, but we're building our way in a different way. And so it's generational. At the same time, it's cultural too, because Italy, and especially southern Italy, where my parents are from, they're fusional. I don't know how we say that in English, but we're very, very
passionate
for the children. And that's why there's this really big conflict between my sister and my mother, because my sister, she wanted to be too much present here in her life. And at the same time, my sister didn't want to take responsibility because she had the family taking care of her. So my mother, she helped my sister with many stores. She helped financially to open up at least 6 or 7 stores. Yeah. And then all the stores, they went bankrupt. So my sister, she feels guilty. It's all about this feeling guilty, who's responsible. And this is very universal.
Totally.
In
this
relationships between parents and children. And it's your fault, it's my fault. It's because you didn't let me go, but you wanted to be too much present, but you didn't want to go your way. You were happy to have me in your life to help you out. So it's all,
that's
very, very true for many families.
So many, especially in Italy. Tell me one last thing. How did it go last night for the premiere?
It was very emotional for me, for everybody in the room. My parents were there, my sister were there. At the end of the screening, they were like crying. And it was first time the film ever met the public. So for me, I was very tensed. I wasn't stressed much I didn't care about what the public would think about the film. It was more about my parents, how they feel, the people, they will look at them. Because they were very, very concerned with that. My parents were very worried about, now people, they think we are losers, or we are just like clowns. And then it's not what happened. People were very, very proud with them, and they related to them. And when I saw them very happy at the end, I was happy too.
I'm glad. What are you going to do next after this film?
I actually have 3 more films currently in production, but not in production, development, and in different stages of production. Documentaries. And one about Italy still and work issues in our country. Another one about France. It's about a retirement for an old man who retires from life. And it comes from the generation in the 80s. It's about the AIDS crisis. He lost a lot of lovers. And he's also retiring from his activity of a master in SM.
Mm.
Sadomaso.
Yeah, wow.
So, and I'm in the film, I'm his last slave. That is actually fictional, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
so I'm
not.
Curious. But we'll meet again, I'm sure. Thank you so much, Gianluca Mattarese.
Thanks for having me here.
And for Everything Must Go, Fuori Tutto, at the Torino Film Festival, the 37th edition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.